Welcome back to In Def Podcast. Hosted by Barry Mars. Season 4, Episode 2. Featuring Danny No No of Big L Records. Enjoy the show.
Peace, 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 everyone. Welcome back to In Def Podcast, Season 4, Episode 2. I'm your host, Barry Mars, a.k.a. the Fly Goat, a.k.a. Doc Marzi, a.k.a. the Beacon of Happiness. Got a very special guest with me. Go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
Yes, yes. You are listening to Danny No No with Big Eleanor Records. Pusher of pure creativity, the definition of the word focus, and the eye of some of the most exciting brainstorms that are happening at the moment.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Welcome to the pod, Mel.
Yo, I appreciate you spending your time with me. It means a lot.
No doubt. No doubt, man. So we're going to start it off with a game of this or that. You pick which one you lean more towards out of these things. So. Yeah. Big city or small town?
End goal, small town.
Right, facts. I feel that.
Yeah, big cities kind of like, I like medium cities and stuff, but like big cities, like I don't like how like overpowering the buildings are. Like, you know what I mean? You're like kind of enclosed. You don't really get sunlight, even though you're outside. Like, you know what I mean? You're just like still enclosed by giant buildings. Right, lots of people, lots of energy, lots of commotion, almost in an invasive way. So medium-sized city, but end goal, small town.
No doubt, no doubt. All right. New hip-hop or old hip-hop?
What year is the cutoff?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know.
It's 50 years old, so I guess we can just cut it in half. What is like what the first 25 or what was 25 years ago would be 1998 or
I think let me do the math real quick. Let me do the math.
2023 minus 25 would be 98, 99, like 97 or whatever.
Let's see. 2023 minus 25, 98. Yes, sir.
Ooh. I'm going to say 98 to now.
Yeah, facts. I agree.
Which is like tough because like obviously, but personally 98 to now just because of how diverse everything has now gotten. Adds more. There's a lot more out there as far as like different energies and stuff like that than there were even in 1998.
For sure. All right. No social media or no streaming platforms?
Are you talking like personal and entertainment and use, or are you talking like as a resource?
As far as like no social media, I mean like no Facebook, no Instagram, TikTok.
Yeah. I mean like, do you mean like trying to like be like using as like tools for promotion and stuff like that? Or do you just mean like when I'm chilling and I got nothing else to do and I just like want to tap into one?
Music,
that's like my form of ingestion, so we're gonna go like the streaming platforms just because I personally benefit from that.
For sure. That would have been my answer too, for real.
I will say social media has probably been way more beneficial, and you can still make money as an artist without the streaming platforms, because there's like little money. It's like the exposure to money is interesting conversation, but as a promotion tool, social media all day.
For sure. I feel that, Mel. All right. So what is your biggest takeaway from 2023 so far?
You got to learn how to get out of the dusty stage.
Yeah.
It's cool to be dusty and it's cool to be behind the scenes and just super underground, like, you know what I mean? But at some point you have to elevate to the next level. And that does come with letting go of some of that, like super, super dusty DIY mindset if you want to touch other certain platforms and different avenues and different areas. So that's been something where I've just been trying to get the word, because I would use the word Dusty, you know, as like a way to describe myself and stuff like that, like as a positive, you know, I mean, I still view it as a positive, but I'm trying to drop that for my personal description. So just kind of, I guess it's more of like a next step kind of thing. Just like, look bigger picture, time to look bigger picture, basically.
For sure. I feel that. A better tomorrow starts with what, in your opinion?
Trying your best.
For sure. I feel that, man.
That's all. Yeah, no description with that.
No doubt.
Try your best.
All right, so I got to get my timer out for this next question. Let me get my timer ready.
Let me get a sip of water then, if we got to go rapid fire.
No doubt.
What do we got?
All right, so name as many albums with no skips as you can in 20 seconds.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right.
So Nas Illmatic, Outkast ATLiens, Outkast Aquemini, De La Blue Mind State, De La Stakes Is High. Now I'm going to jump to rock. We'll go Slayer Raining Blood. We'll go Megadeth, Rust in Peace. We'll go Nirvana, Nevermind.
And that's your time.
All right, word. I'm fine with all those.
Yeah, I think you've gotten the most out of everyone else I've asked that question to.
Damn, it's because I took a sip of water before.
Right. I feel it, man. So this question I actually added in recently, as far as like the situation that's going on. So first, let me ask you, are you familiar with what's going on with West Side Gunn right now?
Maybe, but maybe catch me up.
All right. So basically, as you know, Naxxaw, Jim Duggan, the Esty Nack project, apparently Esty Nack got a beat from this producer named Iwani.
Okay.
And, for whatever happened, the beat wasn't paid for. So, you know, West Side Gunn heard the song. He was like, yo, I like this. Let's put it on the album. So, you know, in regular West Side Gunn fashion, you know, he's talking about how great the project is. And Iwani, he's like, oh, well, where can I send my invoice? West Side Gunn, he's like, you know, yo, if you had an issue, you could have just DM'd me, or we could talk behind the scenes. You don't have to bring things to the internet. And he, you know, West Side Gunn was like, you know, you're burning bridges. And Iwani was like, you know, there was never a bridge to begin with. So just wanted to see what your opinion on that whole situation was.
I mean, there's no one's in the right and no one's in the wrong.
Right.
Obviously, it's just an act of proactiveness on everyone's end. So, you know, I mean, if so-and-so is putting a song on a project, it's so-and-so's responsibility to make sure everything's ready to go before they put it out. So obviously, right, I can get the frustration from the producer end, but just as a person, like, obviously, speaking about issues behind closed doors is always the best thing, the most respectful thing.
Right.
And sometimes doing that may help things in a better way, where it's like, if you have a problem and you approach it in a right way, you will benefit better. Like, they're going to be like, oh, you approach this like a respectable way and stuff. So now we think of you even greater than what we would have, even if we did pay for it. So there's no right, no wrong. And that's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Very political answer.
I feel that. Like, my whole opinion on it is, like, you know, I feel like if you want to get paid for something, you need to establish that first.
Right away. I agree. Obviously, there's a whole bunch of feelings and perspectives. So it's just like, if he was under the impression, I mean, again, there's no assumptions, but you can't assume a beat's free. You can't assume you're going to get paid. You know what I mean? That's just like going into the assumption world then, where it's like, well, then he was assuming he was going to get paid. He was assuming it was free. Like,
right,
it, like, he doesn't need to pay for it now that it's too late. It's just, it's just an act where everyone was just kind of let communications, proactive communication slip, basically.
Right. I agree with that.
And obviously that can be someone's major fault, but if everyone is to fall on a major scale, if you didn't try your best and be as proactive as you could, like, I mean, tough luck all around. It's a shame that sometimes it doesn't affect someone as much as it affects the other person, where he's like, obviously, like, if it was an equal artist and they were beefing, like, both are going to be equally affected, but it's like, no one's going to give a shit about this guy because he's not as established as this guy. So it's a tough conversation, but I mean, morally, no one's right. No one's wrong. Everyone just was not proactive.
I agree. I like that answer. I like that answer. So one of the last few questions, describe the inspiration behind Big Eleanor Records and where you see it going in the future.
Yeah, so the inspiration, I guess, I just picked up a lot of energy. There's two ways. On a physical sense, I was starting to do a lot of the process. Like, not only was I, like, you know, playing the drums, I was in the studio, like, learning how to, like, formulate. I was hanging out with people who, you know how to put albums together. I was learning the whole process, and then I started doing the promotion. I was just like, okay, on a physical level, I already am doing what is a label, so let me just, like, you know, solidify that. Now, what I, like, Big Eleanor represents is, like I was saying, the, like, just pure creativity. It's more of, like, eliminating anything that just takes away the pureness of the approach of, you know, creativity, which to me, when you're creating, or if you're, like, 100% committed to your art, then that's you. And it's like, there's more to it than just like that's you. So it's like, it's a pureness in your approach as a human, and, you know, a genuineness, and just, like, eliminate anything that could be considered any sort of bad intention, any sort of wrong intention, in anyone's approach in art.
Right.
And then help people just kind of take their ideas. Anyone who I feel like has already put in, like, you know, the effort and has that intention and pureness in them, just working with them to finalize their ideas, because no one likes doing things alone, and everybody likes being told you are good. So it's just like being the guy in someone's ear saying, hey, listen, what you're doing actually is good, and being outward encouragement to, like, just the world in general is a big, big thing too. And then long term, just, I think you're going to see, I'll take a step back, because obviously you're talking to Danny No-No. If you were talking to Dan Norton, you'd be getting a whole different story, a whole different thing. So when you get when my physical life is done, you realize what I've done on a physical sense, not just as Danny No-No with Big Eleanor, but in all of my other worlds, like, it's going to be kind of amazing to see the ability I help people push to, again, change worlds into the pure intentions. It's all about kind of like the pureness of thought, the pureness of intention, and eliminating anything that is considered ill intent.
Right. That's what's up, man. So do you have advice for someone looking to start their own label?
It is not about you.
Yes.
It's not about you. Like, it isn't. It never is about, like, in general life, it's all about knowing your role.
Right.
Understand that your role is, like, by definition, what people don't view as fun.
Right.
So if you can accept that and know that it's not about you, you're about to put in the same amount of work. You're about to put in the same amount of this and that. And if you don't mind not being the guy in front of the camera, or not being the guy that gets praised on, you know, in the blog, or not being the guy who's literally the name, then you're cut out for it. But if you feel like you need to be kind of like the guy in front of the scenes and stuff like that, it's kind of tough, like, you know, being manager, label, and that kind of dynamic.
Right. For sure. I agree with that. And that's, like, that's probably something that I learned maybe this year. Not as far as, like, not being the guy who gets all the praise, but more so just learning, okay, if this collaborative project is going to happen, it's going to fall on me. You know, I'm the one who puts the ideas out. I'm the one who leads, you know, this group of people in the right direction. Whereas if I'm, like you said, the word proactive is a very key word. Whereas if I'm not being proactive, then stuff just doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And it's not right. anyone's fault, but it's like you understand that when you're jumping into that role where it's like you have to set the pace of how everything moves. And
right, exactly.
Sometimes, you know what I mean? It's exhausting on a physical or on a mental or on a just creative level, but it's just one of those things where it's just like, as long as you just put any sort of inch of effort every time you're tapped in, then you will just make progress. You know what I mean? You'll just make progress every time. So it's tough being the guy, but it's also tough being the other guy, like, because you got to also drop that where it's like also understanding and like, because losing the ego, a lot of it comes with, like, you know, when you're not trying to be the man in front. Because, like, you know, I mean, I was trying to be the man in front. I mean, if you look back, I was doing a lot more interviews and I was like doing a lot more like just wanting my name and personality out there as opposed to like focusing more on getting Shaw out. And
right.
I think if you're like, it's just kind of like an ego thing. It's like accepting that, just like, again, it ain't you. Like, not that what you're doing is not valuable or anything like that, but it just like, it's so valuable that it takes that extra layer of looking to find what you're bringing to the table.
Right.
Yeah, it's fun. It's been fun. It's definitely been fun. Working as like on a physical sense, because it is like separating the creative into physical, because it's like, to be the one being proactive, like, you know, I mean, Shaw or whatever, like, they're the ones that are proactively being creative. Like, their job is to sit down and just come up with ideas. Like, and it's like my right. job to call this guy type, you know what I mean? Like, do the physical work that is not creative. So again, it's just accepting that also comes with a sense of pride equal to creativity when you look at the big picture, because at the end of the day, it's all one project coming out, all one giant energy coming out. So
definitely. I feel that, like, one of the things that with Happy Boys Records that I started doing was like, I stopped promoting my music on that page, you know.
Yeah.
Because I learned, like, very quickly, like, it's not about me, it's about the artists that are on the label, you know. It's about getting their music out there rather than mine. So,
and trust, like, you have your time and place and all that, like, in the right. you know, in the grand picture, but it's like, maybe it's not your time for the next year because you have so-and-so, and all, you know what I mean, all that.
Right.
An understanding of just the flexibility in your own personal build, because you're taking a step back and knowing a power by numbers type of mindset, where it's like, right. I can just stay focused on just myself, and or I can take a step back and worry about a couple other people, and then we can attack the world stronger,
right,
or a little bit with a little bit more force.
Facts. I feel that, man. I feel that. So that brings us to the end of the episode, man. Go ahead and plug yourself in. Anyone you want to shout out, anything you got coming out with the label, go ahead, go for it, man.
Yeah, this is fun because I'm excited for what. When does this come out?
This will come out this Sunday, so tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, that is tomorrow. So it's funny because we'll put this on paper and we'll look back and laugh and see how it materialized. So I've been in the process of trying to book a tour for Shaw, Calhoun, and then another DMV artist, Cynical Minded.
Is there a shout out to him?
Yeah. So we're I've been trying, but like, first time I've been booking stuff. So it's been like a fun process, to say the least. It's been beating the shit out of me, but it's because it's my first time trying. So, you know, early July, you're going to see like a nice little poster with a couple. I mean, we're going to have at least a couple shows for Shaw and Sin. So that's exciting because I feel like Shaw's getting very, very strong as a performer and he's getting more confident. So I'm excited to just like bring that out and, you know, out to the world. Been working on a project with an artist named Pace out of New Jersey. That's going to be the next release. That's called Why Do I Worry? That's our first release together, so I'm excited to like extend out. It's the first release that wasn't a Shaw Calhoun release that I've put out in like a year or two, so I'm excited to like touch some of this other kind of like underground hip-hop energy. And then me and Shaw are just so fucking focused and tapped in at this point that, you know, we're going to work to get his full length out by the end of the year, and right by the time of the tour that I've been talking about, we're going to release a nice little gift for the fans, we'll say. We went to the beach with our producers and Sin, who took some video footage, and we're going to release a nice little like pre-album appetizer. That album's called Carry Out on Shawl, so we're going to release a nice little appetizer that no one really knows about unless they're really listening to this. So a nice little EP from Shawl coming soon with a nice little video documentary about it too.
Where that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah,
man.
And then I'm just going to be here telling people they're doing a good job when I know they're trying their best. Just that's it. I'm just here to encourage the world.
No doubt. Man, I appreciate you joining the pod, man. This has been a dope conversation.
Yeah, Barry Mars, of course. Just like I said, we've been tapped in. You were on Shawl's most recent project. I'm glad that we were able to make that work. That was Shawl's find. I wasn't too tapped in or aware at that time. And I'm glad that you were on the project on that song because it helped complete the album for real. So thank you for that contribution. And then I'm just glad that every time we connect, you answer back. So,
Oh yeah, for sure.
Because some people don't answer back. You know what I mean? Like some people don't give a fuck when you message them. So, word.
For sure. Hey, no doubt, man. I really, like I told you before, I really like what y'all do over at Big L, man. It's hella cool. It's hella cool. For real.
Yeah. Come through to Lancaster City sometime. Like if you want to, I'll help get a, like help you get a show and whatever. Like come through to Lancaster. You can sleep on my couch. I'll help you get a show. I'll take you to like the nice chicken sandwich spot. Like come through to Lancaster.
No doubt. One day, man. We'll do.
Yeah.
For sure. Season 4, episode 2. Thank you guys for listening. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Peace.
At the dawn of sunlight from reality, consider rest a great escape. Everybody experiencing it, whether it's early or late. My first encounter was 8. It was Jordan and Come Fly on Me tape. Had me ducking on fishing parts and crates. It was that moment I knew I wanted to be great. And then it was on, fresh ship out the gate. Always finish my food, regardless what's on the plate. At times I've been, but damn sure didn't break. I'ma get it regardless, however it takes. Even if it requires the claw for the scrape. I made an obligation, there's no room for debate. Talking dreams, you gotta have a nice grip. Cause without, that's when everything start to slip.
I got dreams, I ain't reach shit. About a dream, then it ain't about me. I got dreams. If it ain't about a dream, then it ain't about me. I got dreams.
Shots lit me the beat and it was fire. And told me just to talk about the things that I desire. The goals I had in mind, I guess I'll start by saying I still have that dream that I will shine and inspire entire shrines. I'll list them, will you listen? Radio freestyle interviews and having some of my favorite singers sing on my interludes. As well as Nobel Peace Prizes for my thesis. Travel abroad with wifey and specifically Egypt. I wanna have a festival. My network is invited to perform in front of hundreds of thousands who say we timeless. I just want my mom to be alive to see me make it, just to put her in those places with a balcony and basement. I just won a couple awards to accompany more, enough to cover a war. And I just want to be remembered as a person who knew he never was perfect and never stopped working. But
I got dreams, I ain't reach shit. If it ain't about a dream, then it ain't about me. I got dreams, I ain't if it ain't about a dream, then it ain't about. I got dreams.
Still dreaming to this current day. At times, gotta ignore what the curtains say. Less focus on the bag, more on quality. Just imagine what's really racial equality. Not so sensitive, not hurt by words. policeman who actually protects and serves. Fellas with a mind over bullets, stop being perms. Intelligent women who glorify their curves. More cool, calm, collected, less frantic. Every relationship is organic. The new cool will be real and authentic. With open arms, we'll embrace the eccentric. Now letting corporate dictating the tempos. The key to the sex, nobody's hawking the info. Advancing stocks, generation wealth. From the start, more aware of knowledge itself.
I got
thank you for tuning into episode 2 of season 4 of InDef Podcast featuring Danny No No of Big L Records. Episode 3 coming soon. Keep it locked on InDef Podcast. Want to schedule an interview on InDef Podcast? Well, now you can. Just follow and DM us on Instagram at InDef Podcast and schedule your podcast interview today.